Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour of Free Talk Live. This live edition. It's live if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's true nearly every day of the year here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Bridget Rich.
And Melanie.
The number's 855-450-3733. Let's get right into the calls. We've got Phil in California. Lots of calls. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you guys doing?
All's well.
I called last week from Utah, but I'm here in California. I just got here last night, and I just wanted to share the funniest thing I've ever seen, but also it looked to be very uncomfortable for the gentleman who was on the receiving end of it.
Okay.
I was driving through a town called Sausalito, just north of San Francisco, very wealthy area. There was a large group of, I would have to say, 100% like rich white people just protesting, saying blah, blah, blah. And then this guy, probably pretty wealthy guy, black guy, pulls up probably to go get some dinner. And they're all yelling at him, "We're sorry, we're sorry. It's not us. We care about you." And I'm I've never seen anything like that in my life. I don't even know how to react.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's white guilt.
It's really patronizing, too. Like, he doesn't know these people. He probably doesn't want anything to do with these people. Like, that's just annoying. Don't annoy random black passerbys.
And apologize
to them. He looked confused, and he kind of had that look on his face like, who the hell are these people?
Take it easy, hunky.
I had an idea. My girlfriend happens to be black, so we're going to go down there and ask for reparations.
Nice. That's
an excellent idea.
Get it on video.
She doesn't want to like embarrass herself, but I'm trying to convince her to do it because I think it would be the funniest thing ever.
Oh no, it'll be funny. It's like, oh okay, because you're here to put on a show. Like, all right, well, do what you say you're really here to do. Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about something somebody made some accusation about Free Talk Live being all white. And I don't know about you people, but you people are looking pretty white to me.
I'd be classified as white depending on how many other white people are around.
Mostly Portuguese. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. You're sort of it's borderline.
But I'm also, you got to remember, I'm also from Hawaii, so I'm pretty white.
I've never done 23andMe, but I feel like I'm white. I mean,
thanks for the call, Phil. Appreciate it. On Friday night, it's actually an all-black show on Free Talk Live. I didn't think about it until sort of someone leveled an accusation at me. But
so we don't do exclusion. We do segregation.
Well, that's where they ended up. So, whatever. They're welcome to come to New Hampshire and do the show, or I'll go do the show with them. I was doing, Alex there for a while. Anyway, the 855-450-3733. Let's go to Laszlo, calling in from the United States. Laszlo, you're on Free Talk Live. Check. Hello, Laszlo. What's on your mind?
Here we go. By the way, Mark, I had the actual inverse experience.
Which experience are we referring to?
School education.
Okay.
Kind of thing. I went to public school.
Uh-huh.
From first grade through eighth grade, kindergarten to eighth grade.
Yeah, this sounds like the mirror of my situation, because I went to private school from kindergarten through eighth grade.
Right. And then I got accepted to a preparatory school in ninth grade.
Okay.
And guess what happened?
You did well and your grades went up because it's a preparatory school?
I was going to say the opposite.
No.
You did do well because you wasn't prepared for it.
No, they taught a lot better, but I was, confined to a lot of guys. You understand?
No.
Either you were unhappy that it was not co-ed, or you converted to homosexuality.
I didn't convert.
Okay. So you found it frustrating that it was not co-ed.
Exactly. Yeah.
I didn't go to an all-boys school.
I did.
In 10th grade, I went back to public school because I quit. I was like,
not doing this.
They were like, you know, you better get out or we'll kick you out. And I left. And I went back to public school. And I did like two classes, like in the 10th year, 10th grade. So
I can't believe you could even do that for you, but all right.
Yeah, I cut every class. I was smoking pot. I was, you know, anyway. To move on, Ian is a horrible host. I called last night. Anyway.
That's kind of a non sequitur.
You know he's listening, right?
Yeah. I'd say he's our best.
I'm very non sequitur. Melanie,
yes.
I have an answer for you. You asked about when I suggested the canal, the 20-mile wide, 200 feet deep, 4,000 miles of seacoast between America and Mexico.
Okay, what's
and
the answer?
The answer is everybody can have their little island. They can have their little island, right?
I don't know that dirt would, like, just build up and kind of float like that. Islands are rock.
Yeah. I think that might be difficult. I think you might be able to build
a seastead.
If you could do, thank you for the call, Laszlo, if you could actually make a 20-mile wide canal that ran from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean all along the U.S.-Mexican border in order to solve the immigration crisis. I mean, I don't think this is really the problem that's going on here. People are sneaking across the border in order to wash our clothes and mow our grass. I mean, like, I don't see the real catastrophe that's going on. But whatever. The real question is, what do you do with all the dirt? Because there's a lot of it when you dig a
build
canal
a wall
that way.
On either side of dirt and clay and mud.
Yeah.
So you have a moat going through instead.
I'd say this, if I had to defend it, and I'm not defending this, is that something like 98% of the ocean is largely unoccupied. And it's just, you know, like reefs, that's where the life is. And you could probably just find places to dump this stuff. I don't know what's going on in the Marianas Trench. None of us do. But you can find some places to dump it and then dump. But it's going to be higher than Everest.
I'd be worried about the ecological consequences of that, because that's a lot of dirt.
That's all I had. That's the only defense I can
find
come up
with.
Find
the deepest part and then just sink it all the way down to the bottom and raise that up if you...
Brad...
It's not that tall.
Brad calling in from Ontario. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Big shout out to you. I called in like maybe 6 months ago. I talked to Ian and about teacher strikes in Ontario, and it was before all this COVID came in.
I bet this took care of it.
And they were, all of them in Ontario, like we have a problem with public sector workers going on strike here in Ontario, and it was really at the height in March, early March, and then it just disappeared. Because they're getting all paid, full pension, full wages, very good wages, who are on strike refusing to work in the first place,
right.
Government workers, and then it just disappeared. All, like, Twitter feed, Facebook, it just disappeared.
And just like
they're
that.
Not, they're not complaining anymore because they're sitting at home. But what I do also see
weren't they sitting at home
is
during the strike
those anyway? Are the ones that are saying don't go back to work, obviously, because they're sitting at home getting paid like they normally do for doing nothing.
Yeah, I think that this is sort of a truism among Americans, too, is that we, you know, everybody seems to know somebody who's making more money sitting on their butt than working. And besides that, like, think about this for a second. If you could get paid 80% of your paycheck and not have to do anything, like
zero percent
of the work, 80% of the
pay. That might be a pay raise, because if you have to buy work clothes, gasoline, maintenance on a car, you don't need a car anymore.
Lunch?
That might be a raise.
Well, not just that.
What I'm trying to suggest.
Free Talk Live, 855-400-3733.
a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynovite onto the food, then squirt Malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynovite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynovite at DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Seems like everybody's been talking about riots here on Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
This COVID-19 thing's turned the world upside down, and regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience are not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com. That's Matthew at freetalklive.com if you want to talk about some, well, frankly, money-saving packages that will help you reach a national audience. Let's go to JT calling in from Pennsylvania. JT, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call. It's about the use of the emergency alert system.
That where they go beep beep or whatever that noise
yes,
is.
Yes, that is exactly right.
Okay, send a missile over to your cell phone.
So I'm like, this ought to be good, and of course it was. I'm calling from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the very very western tip on the northern tier border town, and they're calling and saying that they are putting in a curfew in Philadelphia, 600 miles away, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
I'm more worried about rabbits. Useful information for somebody in Erie, right?
Talk about terrain.
I'm not in Erie. I'm an hour away from
even farther.
I'm in the Allegheny National Forest.
Gotcha.
But my point is that supposed to help me or?
It's for your own safety and protection.
You
don't
want to
be out and about when people are rioting and burning stuff down. So,
but
your safety and protection.
They're only 8.5 hours away by car.
Yep.
So how is that?
Good thing the curfew's in place. Otherwise, they'd be migrating your way, burning down your place too.
he's just messing with you, JT.
I know.
Because there are people that will make that argument.
Yes, and I'm really on that side, but so you're kind of not messing with me. But I guess my point is that why infuriate me when I'm trying to do something and you go on the emergency alert system and tell me about a city that I have absolutely no...
I think that they're trying to terrorize you.
When you say emergency alert system, are you talking about that on the phone where they send you a message?
No, I'm talking about the radio. I'm a radio head.
Well,
Radiohead.
Yeah, but I mean, the emergency alert system's always been about things that don't affect me. That's what I
station.
Not storms and thunderstorms.
When I've dealt with the storms and thunderstorm stuff on the radio, usually it has to do with some place that's far away, you know, hours from me, and it just doesn't...
True.
It's probably some legal thing where they have to, if they're going to institute a curfew, do it on public airwaves.
JT, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Well, let's go to Carlos calling in from Minnesota. He might know a little something. Carlos, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to speak towards you guys and all your listeners. I'm just wondering what good has the quarantine and the furloughing most of the country, like what good has that done for us?
It stopped the spread of the virus. It has flattened the curve, so hospitals can accommodate people who do get sick.
You mean the hospitals that are, like, laying off, you know?
Because the curve has been flattened. Thank you, curfew. And
where's
quarantine.
Where's the proof for that?
Well, I don't have any. I'm just being facetious again.
I know, but I'm asking everybody, you know.
As far as the lockdown goes, I would say that we cannot say what life would have been like. There's certainly been life lost as a result of the COVID-19 thing. Most of it appears to be, like the vast majority of it, appears to be from people who are 70 and older that were probably not doing so great.
Well, and it's 70 plus with underlying health conditions.
Yeah.
You don't think all those people would have died if we didn't? Like,
I think all the people are going to die.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you give them just one more year, right, how can you deny them that one more year of their life?
In a nursing home?
Hey, whatever, man.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like we're trying to save really old people.
Right. I think that it was a terrible plan.
That.
To my mind, if the concern is old people might get sick, then old people should stay home, and we should all adopt an old person and drop their stuff they need on their doorstep or whatever.
Most of them don't have jobs anyway. They're retired, so we could continue working, and then they would still have places to buy groceries.
My 79-year-old mother's like, screw it, though. I'm going out.
When they first started the lockdown, what I said is it's going to be very insidious because no matter how it turns out,
the government is going to take credit for it.
Well, not just that, but they're going to take credit for it. So if the lockdown leads to flattening of the curve and no old people getting sick, they will say that without us, those people would have died.
Sure.
Right? And if it got worse because of the lockdown and everyone got sick and the virus spread anyway, they would have said, well, we minimized it so it's not as bad as it could have been.
Right. But they're always going to take some level of credit for it.
Right. And so no matter what happens, they're going to take credit, and the vast majority of people will buy into that.
And what my concern is that, look, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a new virus next year, and there will be a pandemic at some point in the future, a real one, not this sort of pretend pandemic.
Also, how many lives does it ruin just by furlowing so many people?
And don't forget that.
They don't count those because there's no death rate on that.
Yeah.
Well, there is. There's not necessarily a measurable death rate. Well, I mean, and so it's really weird, as many people have pointed out, it's really weird to have to sit here and explain to leftists, who are the ones advocating for the lockdown, that poverty has negative consequences and can kill you.
Well, they believe that a check from the government is an economy. But I think that what's interesting is nobody says anything. They're sure they'll say something about suicide or whatever. But how about these lockdowns are saying you must stay in the house with your abusive spouse?
Yep.
How many?
Or your abusive parents who you didn't pick.
Or whatever the case is. How many young people or women or perhaps men have perished because daddy, mommy, whomever, has not only been stuck in the same house with them, but everybody's drinking. Like, alcohol is going around. Alcohol, domestic abuse, these things tend not to go well. Now, I've looked at the excess death numbers, the number of deaths that have gone on in the United States since this COVID thing started, and the presumption is that COVID is the thing that's killing everybody. And I don't know, I don't have any evidence that this isn't true. But that, you know, they don't say anything about suicides and all this other stuff. I hear suicides are up. So it's my biggest fear is now the government has successfully locked us down. And are we going to do it again next year? Are we going to do it every year, every flu season from here on out? Because it could be deadly.
Are we going to condemn protests and riots to try to get some of those liberties back?
Weak people might die. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 16 cities are preparing for protests over the police death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. People are cleaning up the mess from Saturday night, and mayors are calling for peace. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lansbottom says a week later it's evident that the image of a cop's knee on George Floyd's neck continues to resonate.
We know the frustration is still there, and all of the issues and all of the concerns and anger that were there on Friday haven't gone away.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser adds, people must decide what message their actions send.
They have a right to exercise their First Amendment right.
rights, but not to destroy our city.
Both mayors on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump is designating Antifa as a terrorist organization after blaming it and other far-left groups for inciting violence. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane season could be very different this year for more than one reason. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Monday officially starts hurricane season, though tropical storms Arthur and Bertha arrived early, and forecasters are expecting a busier than average season. Officials across the U.S. South and Mid-Atlantic say they're still scrambling to adjust their hurricane plans because of the coronavirus, and the big unknown remains, where will people who have to flee the storms go? The Associated Press, surveying over 70 counties and states from Texas to Virginia, with more than 60% of coastal counties saying they're still trying to firm up plans for public hurricane shelters. Many say they'll use hotels, as they would allow for greater virus prevention measures, but officials emphasize turning to free shelters should be a last resort, urging people to stay with friends or to rent their own hotel rooms. But massive unemployment is making the expense of hotels less feasible for most families. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you, Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. And let's go right to the phone lines. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist calling in on the Discord lines. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm watching a zombie movie.
Okay.
Is that on CNN? Least,
yeah, that's what it seems like. I just, you know, it's amazing how we fall for the same tricks for thousands of years. This divide and conquer nonsense where people want to be in this group or that group or the other group, and they want to say that the other group is their enemy, and it works every time. I don't know when we're going to get wise enough to stop falling for this. Today we have the internet. We have all this research available to us, and yet people are falling for the same stupid tricks that we fell for 4,000 years ago.
Is the group that's aggressing against you and your neighbors and, you know, forcibly taking your taxes, are they not your enemy?
Yeah, of course they are.
Okay. Just checking.
Anybody taking my stuff is my enemy. Anybody who's harming me or my family is my enemy. Now, that could be looters, or it could be the goons in blue.
So aren't you victim to that same us versus them mentality as well?
Well, I'm a victim, but I'm not falling for the tricks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a victim of violence. I'm a victim of theft. And so are we all in one way or another. But the thing that I'm getting at is why we keep falling for the same divide and conquer tactics. I don't hate these looters. They're pretty darn stupid, some of them. I mean, that basically you see all these people rushing in and out of stores grabbing a handful of shoes. How do they really need the shoes that bad? Is it that important for them to have a pair of shoes?
Maybe they're probably
not. So most of the people were not looting. Most of the people were burning down the police station.
Well, I don't know. I haven't watched
I've seen one. I've seen one police station burn down. Where are the rest?
There are a couple of police stations that were attacked.
They're burned.
I saw a lot of cop cars destroyed. That's
But that's a valid target. So if there's people who are inclined to steal, and they see a violent mob burning down a police station, it's not like the wildest stretch of the imagination that those other unrelated people would be like, hey, now's a really good time to rob Target.
It's excellent cover.
And that seems to be a lot of what's going on.
Yeah.
I will say that it probably doesn't make, it doesn't do the cause any good.
Right, but they're not necessarily members of the cause. They're just a guy who wanted a TV, and he's like, now would be a really good time to steal a TV. I've been meaning to do that.
Well, they certainly do remind me of a B-grade zombie movie where the zombies are just roaring down the street, ripping everything up and eating it, eating people's brains and setting things on fire. I mean, it does not accomplish anything.
Part of the problem is you're watching CNN where they're going to show you
I
suggested that he was watching a zombie movie on CNN.
I'm watching,
he confirmed it, but I don't know if he was actually
watching CNN.
Unicorn Riot, Life is GQ, these are private guys out on the street.
Well, that's from the source then, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't pay any attention to CNN. I try never to even look at it.
Well, what we have determined is that no one likes CNN because the cops violently attack CNN and the protesters violently attack CNN too.
Poor CNN's getting it from both ends. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. Or did you notice how Gene sounded? You can go to discord.freetalklive.com and you can download the app there. Well, you don't have to, but you can. Download the app and sign in and do all that stuff. It takes a little, a few minutes the first go around. But after that, you can just hop right in real quick. It doesn't take much. It's discord.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jeremy calling in from, looks like, Alabama. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man, how's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, man, I just wanted to, give my little opinion, I don't think it means too much, but sometimes I think people need to hear words from other people,
That's why we talk to each other.
Yeah. Well, my whole outlook on it seems to be different from anybody I've come across. Your last caller, seemed to kind of agree with me. I believe that, think about it. Our forefathers fought for our freedom over a tea tax. The fact that we haven't rose up a long time ago is beyond me. And you're right. There shouldn't be riots. They shouldn't be looting and stealing stuff. But you got to think about the people who are stealing this stuff are the people who can't afford to really shop in these places. These are the people that the system has let down and bullied and punished for a long time. And I don't even know if the whole thing's real myself. I think the whole thing's not real.
I think a lot of it is real, but, the cop vandalized the AutoZone and then wrote on the door free stuff and stuff, which doesn't make sense. Like, that's not where you would want to... have to need specific parts for AutoZone. It's not like,
caught him at AutoZone. Apparently he was, making his way
down.
Yeah,
but that was a cop, so that wasn't...
Well, it's alleged that that was a cop. There's some good evidence.
It was alleged by the video that it was a cop. So
the jury of the mob has decided.
Well, see,
the one thing
I think they did that they got right was they actually took out the police station. Take out the places taxpayers pay for these places.
They also took the state house. They got stopped at that point, but
evict these evil politicians from what they're doing. Get them out of there. They're all evil, and the police have become goons for evil politicians and corrupt judges, and they punish the poor people. But think about it. All of these cops are middle class, and they live in the suburbs. They come into the cities to work, and they punish the people that live in these cities.
This is where I got to get out the historical quote. When people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. So if you want more,
there's
liberty,
an even deadlier sounding one, which
the
is
the tree of liberty needs to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
That one's kind That's of a defeatist, though, because it's like, all right, you'll never win. You just have to keep doing this over and over again.
Well, and I've already said, like, I'm already
Thanks
clear. It has to be sustained. If it's not sustained, they will they will regroup and return.
Which is true of everything. If you start building a house and don't sustain it till completion, you didn't accomplish anything.
Right.
If you start driving to the store and don't sustain it to completion, you haven't accomplished anything.
Right.
Like,
let's go to the phones here, folks. David calling in from Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yep, Jackson, Michigan, 80 miles from Detroit, and about 40 miles due south of Lansing. So that'd be east, or check that, west of Detroit, 80 miles. In the heart of the Republican
founding. So are there any riots going on there?
They're protesting,
you know,
the Republican.
I'm concerned it may happen.
I don't know. Maybe. So what's going on?
Yeah, what are you concerned about? What's leading you to have that concern?
Grand Rapids, Kent County, Michigan. Serious reports of burning police vehicles, which is normally conservative, but of course the inner city, they have different agenda. But what is just making me so sick to my stomach is you're not protesting the small business owner. If you're an agent
yeah, who
for
can
a
protest
glass
a small
company,
business owner?
If you're an
I
agent
mean,
for a glass company, I understand it, but it's still...
Right. It's but hard to direct the mob to the proper target.
One thing's for sure, David's absolutely right. The glass company is going to be doing just fine. When COVID's over, I mean, I guess COVID is over, just like that, COVID disappears.
I don't know, man. We're in the June 15th here in New Hampshire now.
COVID is a very sapient virus with specific goals.
Thanks for the call, David. 855-450-3733.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Want to thank Edwardian for being an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live allows opinions that you will not see in nationally syndicated radio.
Like this radio?
Well, not here, nor will you hear it. Thank you. It's just the way it is, right? Like, some voices make it, some voices don't. Free Talk Live tries to make it so all the voices are heard over it. And you can support that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Joe calling in from Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe. What do you know?
Yeah, I've got you on my radio here, and I thought, well, maybe I'll give you a call. I watched that video of the murder of Mr. Floyd
yes.
several times. They had him handcuffed, and they were walking him over to the police van.
Uh-huh.
Now, they were going to put him in the back seat there. But there must have been some equipment or something, so they took him around to the other side of the van.
Uh-huh.
Now, we don't know what happened for a couple minutes on the other side of the van because there was nobody there with a camera.
Right.
Now, Mr. Floyd, I think he had to do something to this policeman to irritate him so bad that he threw him to the ground.
What could he have possibly done handcuffed, though, that was
so egregious? He was handcuffed with his hands behind his back.
Right.
Right. Now, what if he, this is a theory, I don't know, they say they got some evidence. What if he would have told the cop that he had the virus and spit in his face?
Could have happened.
Would that be grounds enough for him to throw him on the ground? And
No. First of all, the virus has like a 99 plus percentage of recovery rate.
I think spitting's an assault.
Most people are that's asymptomatic, and if you're old and frail and have underlying health conditions that would make you susceptible to the virus, you probably shouldn't be a cop in the first place. If you're 70 plus with heart with 70 plus with respiratory conditions, you shouldn't be a cop in the first place.
And okay, I just wondered
you
what
should
he
also
did
handle
there.
People who are handcuffed in like you don't handcuff somebody in the with their hands behind their back and then face them to you. There's also, this is also all just wild speculation.
I think when he was about to put him in the back seat, he probably turned to him and said something to him. Maybe he said that and spit at him or something. And that's when the policeman threw him to the ground.
Joe, there's another thing about this is that these two guys actually worked as security agents at the same bar.
There's no evidence that they knew each other, though.
I don't know what the evidence is. Okay. It's a hell of a lot better than what he spit in his face, though. So I think that Joe can add this, right? Like, he can add it to his whole theory that he's concocting here, is that maybe he knew him ahead of time, and there was an important... I don't know what it is. 855-450-3733. Thank you for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. Let's go to...
other evidence.
Sorry. Whoops, there you go. Wrong button. Go to Surf Daddy calling in from California. Professional radio talk show here. Surf Daddy, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know L.A. County? The entire county?
I know it exists. I know L.A. County exists, yes.
Yeah. Just went into a curfew starting at 6 p.m. For the entire county, that's 10 million people.
Well, it's not like the bars are open anyway, right?
No, they
aren't. They also under a stay-at-home order, so isn't the curfew kind of redundant?
No, that was supposed to end starting Friday night, actually.
So they found a new excuse to keep you inside.
So it's just like the lockdown.
Surf Daddy, talk right into your phone, please.
Yeah, I'm in Ventura, so I'm right next door to L.A. County. I've been around a while. I was at in 87, there was the L.A. street scene where I was down there during pretty violent riots. It's crazy being in a real riot. Of course, we know the L.A. riots of 92 and how violent that was. And that was truly violent. It was different then. I guess the thing that I guess concerns me more about this one is just how widespread on a nationwide thing. At least they're not killing.
Right, there's nothing like this. I would agree with you. Absolutely. I have never seen anything like this. Looked through what I could, searching online, trying to find some history that's comparable. I don't know. I don't know what the results are going to be because I've never seen anything like this.
I think part of the reason it spread is marketing. Right?
Marketing.
Because you had the dude in New York with the cigarettes, right? Who you know, they choked him out. His last words were like, "I can't breathe."
Yeah.
They put that on T-shirts. The cops wore T-shirts that said,
When I first saw this, I thought it was they were rehashing this, the whole guy in Staten Island thing.
So you had all the protest against that violence, right, against, you know, what was a non-crime selling Lucy cigarettes, right? You had all the protest.
All the violation.
Whatever. All the tension associated with that. And then you have this guy saying the same thing. I can't breathe. And I think that's what set people off. Because
in this case, the guy actually said, "I can't breathe, officer." Which, you know, like, to the end, this dude was giving the respect, it seems, that you're supposed to.
But either way, it shows that the efforts on the protester side after the last one, after the New York guy, went unheard because a guy says it again and the result is the same. They stand on his neck and they kill him.
Well, supposedly, we've had police officers call in multiple times since this occurred, and they're saying that, look, we've been told over and over not to do this.
Well, I'm going to call BS on that because I've had it done to me.
That doesn't mean they weren't told not to do it. It means they did it.
Yeah, in Hawaii. I don't remember the year. So I got dragged from my car. I was taken into the police station. I was peaceful but non-compliant, right? Like, I was not assisting the arrest, but I was, you know, not resisting it either.
And making them carry you kind of thing?
Right. And I was put on the ground, and an officer came up. He just, you know, was helping everybody else out, and he came and he put his knee on my head, right, as I was laying on the ground. And I went, oh, the old knee on the head trick. Did they teach you that at the academy? Right? And I got a chuckle out of it, and one of the other guys, one of the kinder officers, pushed him off and said, we don't need to do that. So there was a good officer, if as good as you want to say there.
Okay, so
let's go to the phones before
kidnapper.
Right, you're right. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, you know, he was pushed away by someone, you know,
gotcha,
because he had his knee on my head. So the fact that they're not trained to do that, BS.
Hank in Florida. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was calling in to give you an update on Ocala.
Ocala?
Ocala's
not the sort that I would expect to have some kind of riots going on.
Not yet, but, you know, the Farrells run around here, too. We got a bunch of feral people.
Feral, okay. They were once domesticated and now have gone wild.
Feral means?
Exactly. They're feral.
Okay.
And, you know, they'll take advantage of any chance they get. But if we don't have, I don't know why everybody's knocking the police, because guess what? The police stay home tomorrow. They rob your business. They rob you. And,
the police are not going to protect us. The police are going to pull
them
in their
They didn't protect their station.
Hold on. You're telling me the police do not protect us?
Yes, I'm telling
you that. Are you telling us they do not maintain the law?
Yes.
In order?
No, they maintain the law, but they do not protect
us. They don't even maintain the law, because they enforce the law indiscriminately.
You mean that you people walk down the street not worried about getting raped or being murdered?
I do not worry about that when I walk down the street.
I don't worry about that, because most people here aren't going to do that.
And if there's not no police to keep these people under control, then guess what?
They'll
run wild.
Well, they did.
The feral ones.
But the ferals are running wild, as you say, and the police are not keeping control.
Well, yeah, they've been ordered to stand down.
Well,
that's a form of not keeping control.
What they should do is round these people up into a big warehouse and close the door behind them and put them all in jail. They should not.
Sorry, we don't just use the S-bomb on here on the air, but I mean, one thing I see, I get the point, right? Like, I'm frustrated by what I see on the television with businesses being burned and that sort of thing. But the other thing is this country was kind of founded by people who were ungovernable as...
Los ingobernables.
as the British were calling us at the time. And it worked at that point. I'm not saying this is going to work. I have no idea what's going on.
It's in the spirit of the country, man.
So, I don't know. I do see most of the evidence is that the police are hired by the government to protect and serve the government.
There you go.
Do we get some extraneous protecting and serving? Absolutely. I've had that. But, you know.
I've had it too, with a knee on my head.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.